Have you dealt with Hoffman directly?
Oh, sure, yeah. He was here in the mid-2000 era to shoot a film called The Savages, and actually I picked him up at the airport and took him out to his hotel and then to the set.
He's local. He apparently is from Fairport.
He is, yeah, Mike. His mom is a retired family court judge, I believe, in Monroe. And, yeah, he's totally, totally into the whole Western New York and upstate New York thing. And when I saw him back when he was shooting The Savages here, you know, he was really, really pumped and psyched to be back in Western New York and, you know, kind of getting into the rhythm of the whole upstate thing.
Is the kind of movies he usually makes important to you?
Well, yeah, I think it's important. They're important films to make, period. He's a great actor, but he's also a great director. You know, he really cut his teeth as a character actor, then came into his own as a feature actor, but then really, you know, graduated in a sense to become a director in his own right and very respected in Hollywood and beyond. He was truly, you know, somebody from Western New York that that really made it in the industry.
When he's talked about for the movies he's made, can you think of a particular movie or a particular, I mean, obviously Truman Capote, mm-hmm. but a particular movie that really resonates with you?
Well, Capote really put him on the map. Ironically, he was here about a week or two after he won the, you know, the Academy Award for that film. And in fact, his management, you know, members of his team called me and said, hey, look, we're concerned that, you know, Phil will get blasted at the airport by paparazzi. You know, is there a way you can kind of sneak him around? You know, that kind of thing. So very quietly, we worked with the NFTA and snuck him out the back door, you know, at the terminal and put him in a police car and then, you know, got him across the runway to my car and then, you know, sort of took him downtown. But he really became, you know, this huge actor the week before he started shooting in Buffalo.
What was he? This was when he was shooting The Savages?
He was shooting The Savages, yeah, and it was a week or two before that he had won the Academy Award for Best Actor for Capote. So that really took him and transitioned him from character actor to, you know, real star. And, you know, he had gotten a lot of recognition in Boogie Nights and in a couple of other films that he had been in, but nothing like Capote. I mean, Capote really just put him on the map.
And obviously a guy like that with Western New York roots is good for what you do.
He's great for what I do. In fact, I just ran into him 2 weeks ago at Sundance, literally on the street. And, you know, he knew all about this new upstate film tax credit that was going on. And, you know, I firmly believe, and of course he didn't say this, but I firmly believe that, you know, he had his eyes on shooting something up in his hometown of Rochester, possibly even over this way in Buffalo, you know, for future things. He often talked, or at least he did when he was here to shoot The Savages, he talked about what a photogenic community this was and how undershot really upstate New York was. So I really felt that, you know, that we lost a good advocate in him when we heard the news today.